M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Severe weather is causing problems from coast to coast, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
At least seven tornadoes touched down in Oklahoma Sunday, the most for any day in February, and two more in Kansas. The system also brought twisters to Illinois and Ohio. In the West, California is cleaning up after historic winter weather triggered landslides over the weekend. Parts of Los Angeles County saw more than 10 inches of rain.
A winter storm warning is now posted from New Jersey to Maine. More than half a foot of snow could fall in some areas. And a storm that hit Michigan a week ago is still being felt. Tens of thousands of customers remain without power. The most consequential legal ruling on abortion rights since Roe v. Wade was overturned could affect tens of millions of women nationwide. CBS's Meg Oliver has spoken about it with Megan Boone, an associate professor at the Wake Forest University School of Law.
The decision is now in the hands of a Trump-appointed federal judge.
If there is a nationwide injunction, then the drug used for medication abortions will be off market in all 50 states, during the period where the injunction is in force.
Patients will still be able to get a medication abortion, even if mifepristone is banned, by using the other drug in the combination.
An American's been killed in the escalating wave of violence between Israelis and Palestinians in the West Bank. More from CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
The Israeli-American was reportedly killed by Palestinian gunmen in one of several drive-by shootings over the weekend. Israeli settlers responded by throwing rocks and setting fire to Palestinians' homes, killing at least one person.
A spokesman for Democratic Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says he's on the road to recovery. He's been in treatment for severe clinical depression. He's still got a couple of more weeks to go. Children under 16 are no longer allowed to eat without an adult inside a Chick-fil-A in Royersford, Pennsylvania. KYW's Nikki Dementri says the restriction is posted on the front door.
This is a really nice place. Everybody who works here is really nice. If they're having that much of an issue, I 100% support it.
The fast food chain writes, it happens when kids are out of school or on the weekend and parents drop them off to hang out at neighboring businesses. Mama 4, Allison Bastin, works in the same shopping center.
Yeah, there's times where I've had to go outside of my job and say, hey, you guys need to keep it down. You can't run back and forth here. You can't bang on the windows.
China is reacting to a Biden administration order to federal agencies to remove the TikTok app from any federal devices within 30 days. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said today the U.S. is overstretching the concept of national security. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings.
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's the beginning of a brand new week. A lot going on in the world. A lot to talk about. Any minute now, well, actually, it's any day now. It could be today. It probably is going to be one day this week. Probably, well, not necessarily, probably, maybe even today. A judge in Texas is going to deliver a decision on mifepristone, the abortion-causing drug. I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Also, do the $100 million Jesus ads show how badly religion has been damaged as a brand? By the Republican Party, by an amazing piece about this over at Raw Story, I believe it is. Yeah, and I'll tell you about that in a few minutes. And also in the first hour of our program, why is America tolerating anti-Jewish hate that's right out front? Why are we putting up with this? In the second hour of our program, Will Sommer is going to drop by and tell us the story of the father of a QAnon believer who tells all. He says, you don't have any idea how bad this is. It's going to be fascinating. There's a new book about this. Also, the ongoing right-wing takeover of Florida schools continues. This is the Republicans' model for America now. Get ready. The end of public schools as we know them. Also, how can you call yourself news when you don't allow your reporters to report the news? A question about Fox so-called news. We'll talk about that in the second hour. In our third hour, as Ralph Nader explains, Elon Musk is the biggest welfare queen masquerading as a capitalist. Is that the case? Well, yes and no. I'll tell you about that in the third hour. Also, reality bites far-right gun-loving Oregon. Well, it's not a town. It's a whole county, actually. There's an incredible story about a citizen ballot initiative here in Oregon to end all gun laws in this county and what the state appeals court had to say about that. Also, in our third hour, some just spectacular news. Sodium ion batteries don't require lithium. They don't require a rare earth metal. Sodium is literally salt, right? Half of salt is sodium, and the other half is chlorine, sodium chloride, right? NaCl. They're making batteries, rechargeable batteries out of this stuff, and now they've opened a factory to do it at commercial scale in Michigan. We'll talk about that in the third hour. So a lot going on. I want to start, though, with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, and it's about this judge. His name is Michael Kaczmarek. He's 45 years old. He was put on the federal bench in Texas by Donald Trump. A group that includes, according to Ms. Magazine, a lawyer who is married to Josh Hawley, the wife of Senator Josh Hawley, opened shop in the county where this judge sits just so they could bring a case before him. It's not because they want to ban mifepristone, the abortion-inducing drug, in this county in Texas. It's because they want to do it for the whole United States. This guy's a federal judge. In fact, he has said, quote, so-called marriage equality, has put America on a road to potential tyranny and reflects a complete abuse of the rule of law principles. He's also said, this is a verbatim quote, it's a paragraph in the Washington Post, they did a profile of this judge this weekend, quote, "The social revolution ushered in a world where an individual is an autonomous blob of silly putty, unconstrained by nature or biology, and where marriage, sexuality, gender identity, and even the unborn child must yield to the erotic desires of liberated adults," end quote. So, you know, there's been a lot of discussion about this. This guy, you know, there's this whole movement to ban mifepristone. Mifepristone, by the way, has been on the market for more than 20 years. It's been taken by more than 10 million people in the United States. Originally, it was a drug that helped with miscarriages. It helps, you know, empty the uterus when there's a partial miscarriage, which is a real problem. One in four pregnancies end in miscarriage, and a substantial percentage of them, you know, are very difficult. And women take the mifepristone, and it makes the miscarriage very quickly end, right? This is, you know, at the stage where it's just like a bad period. And then, you know, they combine it with another drug, and the two of them together are used to cause abortions during the first trimester. It's been used millions of times in the United States. It's literally safer than Tylenol. Literally safer than Tylenol. Multiple studies. In fact, I think it should be an over-the-counter drug. So why do they want to ban it? Well, you know, all the news reports have been talking about, well, they want to ban this because they want to reduce the number of abortions. I say that's BS. It's not because they want to reduce the number of abortions. I mean, of course, they do, and that's one of the arguments that they're making. But that's not their primary goal. If that was their primary goal, reducing the number of abortions, they'd be putting their money and effort, or at least some of it, into expanding sex education, into making contraception widespread and available and cheap. They'd be pushing universal health care, particularly for fertility age young women. They'd be advocating government support for low income families with children. Instead, almost universally across the board, the forced birth movement opposes all of those things. No, this is about something completely different. This ban on mifepristone, in my opinion, is for one primary reason only. Now, just listen to this. Consider this. Nobody else is suggesting this, to the best of my knowledge. And I think I'm right. If you think I'm wrong, let me know. But if you get an abortion, if you're a woman who gets an abortion with mifepristone, you do it at home. You do it privately. You get the drug through the mail, or your doctor has you pick it up at the local pharmacy. If those kinds of abortions are gone, women are going to have to go back to abortion clinics. And as soon as they have to go back to abortion clinics, they're going to be subject to all the things that these religious freaks do at abortion clinics. They scream at them. They threaten them. They photograph them. They put them on social media. They curse them. They photograph them. They follow them home. They photograph the woman's license plates. They publish their names, their addresses, their telephone numbers. They harass them. They use social media to invite hordes of fellow fundamentalists, along with random misogynists, incels, and militia members, to stalk them and terrorize them. They call them on the phone repeatedly in the middle of the night. They email them. They stake out their homes, all to gleefully torment them. This is not about banning abortion. This is not about reducing the number of abortions. This is about torturing women who have rejected the religious beliefs and mandates of this fringe of the pro-life movement, or the anti-abortion movement, or the forced birth movement, whatever you want to call it. These are the people who want to carry on the tradition of Hate Evil Nutter. Hate Evil Nutter was the guy who in Dover, New Hampshire, back in the day, when a group of young women, three young women, Their names are Ann Coleman, Mary Tompkins, and Alice Ambrose, defied Hate Evil Nutter, who was the pastor of the local church. That was really his name, Hate Evil Nutter. They defied this guy and held to Quaker beliefs. In the Quaker religion at that time, women could speak in church. That was not allowed in Hate Evil Nutter's church. And so he ordered them punished. They were tied to the back of a cart. I told you this story a year ago. They were tied to the back of a horse-drawn cart in the middle of the winter, and with snow up to the leg-high snow, up to your waist, stripped naked and whipped. John Greenleaf Whittier wrote a poem about it. It's called How the Women Went from Dover. It starts out, the tossing spray of Kocheko's fall, hardened ice on its rocky wall, as through Dover town in the chill gray dawn, three women passed at the cart tail drawn, bared to the waist for the north wind's grip and keener sting of the constable's whip. The blood that flowed each hissing blow froze as it sprinkled the winter snow. A local man, George Bishop, wrote at the time of this incident. He said, Deputy Waldron caused these women to be stripped naked from the middle upwards, tied to a cart, and after a while he cruelly whipped them while the priest stood and looked and laughed. Whittier's poem. Well, and then just whipping them in Dover wasn't enough. Hate Evil Nutter wanted, wanted it even worse. So he decreed that they would be dragged through over 80 miles of roads through 11 nearby towns. So as John Greenleaf Whittier records in his poem. So into the forest they held their way by winding river and frost-rimmed bay over wind-swept hills that felt the beat of the winter sea at their icy feet. In Hampton, the next town over, the Sewell's History of the Quakers records, so he stripped them and then stood trembling, whip in hand, and so he did the execution. Then he carried them to Salisbury through the dirt and the snow, half a leg deep, and here they were whipped again. Back to Whittier's poem. Once more the torturing whip was swung, once more keen lashes the bare flesh stung. Oh, spare there, bleeding, a little maid cried, and covered her face, the sight to hide. If her cry from the whipping post and jail pierced sharp as the Kenite's driven nail, oh, women at ease in these happier days, forbear to judge of thy sister's ways. I mean, this is nothing new. This has been going on throughout history. I mean, literally, 7,000 years of the history of Western civilization. Crusaders for Zeus, Ra, Thor, Odin, Aphrodite, Venus, Yahweh, Shiva, Rama, Krishna, Jesus, Quetzalcoatl, Muhammad, Zeapak, Ishtar, Amen, have punished and killed women who defied their male authorities. Right now, this is going on in Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Hindus in India, fundamentalists burn women to death if they defy the religious authorities or the patriarchs of their families. It's been going on for thousands of years. This is sadism. And that's what's going on here. This is not, in my opinion, about reducing the number of abortions. This is about making women run the gauntlet. So what say you? I got a couple of other quick stories here to tell you about. The $100 million Jesus ads and what they tell us about the state of religion in America. And why are we tolerating anti-Semitic hate? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Stick around.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. with no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work and no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So, hate evil, nutter notwithstanding, Christianity has a brand problem, writes Valerie Tirico over at RawStory.com. It's a fascinating article that was up over the weekend, titled $100 Million Jesus Ads Point to Exploitable Weakness in the Religious Right. I think it's still up on the website and at RawStory.com. And Valerie points out Christianity's recently launched He Gets Us campaign. This was, I mentioned this briefly last week. This was the ads that ran during the Super Bowl, you know, about Jesus. And they're very friendly ads. They're like, you know, Jesus was like, you know, a wonderful guy and he loves you and he had a hard life. And, you know, not, it's not the you know, we're going to crush the, you know, the non-believers kind of Christianity. It was this very sweet kind of thing. And so Valerie Tirico says that this tells us two things. Number one, some major Christian donors have decided, to the tune of $100 million, which is what they paid for these ads, that the brand of Christianity has become tarnished.
and that they are faced with two choices. The modern evangelical Christian movement. Either change your way, stop being such dicks, frankly, stop being such, you know, such misogynists and, you know, stop behaving the way you're behaving, you know, hateful, supportive of anti-Semitism, supportive of politicians like Donald Trump and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, who's calling for another bloody civil war. Instead of that, why don't you go back to, you know, Jesus? Go back to Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount and Matthew 25. I mean, just, you know, go back to the core of your religion. Well, or they could either do that, or they could basically greenwash or whatever you would call it, Christianity. Jesus wash it. And obviously they've chosen the latter. Valerie also points out that the reason why Christianity has this image problem, and it's a very real one, is because they've been corrupted by the GOP, by the Republican Party. Back, you know, when Ronald Reagan hired George W. Bush, his vice president's son, to be his liaison to the evangelical community, they realized, you know, really for the first time in American political history, that churches were perfect, you know, easy pickings for politicians, because generally speaking, if you could convince the pastor to be on your side, the pastor would bring along the congregation. You only had to convince one person. And so they, you know, got engaged with Jerry Falwell and Ralph Reed and this whole organization with this major outreach program to turn Christian churches in America into Republican recruiting operations. And now, in the process of doing this, the Christianity has become tied to the Republican brand, and it's damaging Christianity. And the fact that they're having to spend $100 million to Jesus wash their brand, I agree with Valerie, is proof of this. But it also is proof that instead of actually changing their religion, you know, keep in mind, Jimmy Carter was a member of an evangelical church, and he left it when they condemned gays, when they condemned gay marriage. Jimmy Carter, President Carter, left his church because they condemned homosexuality. I mean, you know, this is what needs to be, well, this is actually what is happening. And I don't think their Jesus washing campaign is going to work.
Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Do you think it'll work? I got to tell you about the anti-Jewish hate that's no longer on the fringes. I'll pick up your phone calls and just talk to the other side of this break. Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. Savor delicious Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the roots of rock and roll firsthand in Memphis aboard the newest fleet of American riverboats. Relax on your private balcony, taking in the scenery as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read...
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief, another round of rain and snow is sweeping through Southern California, says KCBS-TV reporter Rick Montañez.
Visibility is very, very low. There's a lot of fog, some blowing snow, and it's very difficult to see. There's a lot of snowpack on the street.
A federal district judge is expected to rule soon on a lawsuit that seeks to ban one of the two drugs typically used to induce an abortion. OBGYN Dr. Kristen Brandy.
It would be devastating because a lot of people rely on this medication. It's something that has been the standard of care for over 20 years.
The medication is used in more than half of the abortions in the U.S. The growing violence in Israel and the occupied West Bank has hit home. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
As we noted yesterday, we condemn the horrific killing of two Israeli brothers near Nablus and the killing today of an Israeli near Jericho, who we understand was also an American citizen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Ah, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally Your Squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com.
Welcome back. I want to put one caveat on my rant this morning about abortion. I am not arguing that all people in the pro-life movement are sadists. I'm arguing that the people who are pushing this ban on mifepristol, many of them are. But there are many people in the pro-life movement who are, in fact, there's an organization called Democrats for Life, you know, that works to avoid abortion and argues for medical and financial support during pregnancy. I personally know people who volunteer with adoption agencies, who show up at births, who raise money for diapers and baby food, who are activists to get legislation passed to provide financial support for pregnant women and women with and families with young children. These are people, and particularly the Catholics among them, who really believe they're on the side of life, and it's a sincere belief. Those are not the religious freaks I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who want to stand on the sidewalk and yell and scream and publicly humiliate and spit at the women who are trying to go into and get out of an abortion clinic. That's who I'm talking about. And also, one last story, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. This is based on a piece in the Michigan Advance by John King, and it's titled Anti-Jewish Hate No Longer Operating on the Fringes. It's an amazing study from the American Jewish Committee. It's their annual report. It's called The State of Anti-Semitism in America Report for 2022. This is about last year. And the report, the CEO of the American Jewish Committee, Ted Deutsch, he says, anti-Jewish hate is no longer operating on the fringes. It has moved to the center of American society, politics, entertainment, and sports. Its impact on the Jewish community is terrifying. What they found is that basically 1 in 4, 2 out of 5 American Jews are actually altering their regular daily behavior out of fear of anti-Semitism, out of people who hate Jews. They're no longer wearing a Star of David around their neck, or they're not wearing a yarmulke, or they're not going to temple, or they're changing how they behave. Over the last 12, I'm reading from this article, over the last 12 months, 69% of U.S. Jews say they experienced anti-Semitism online, either as a direct target or by coming across anti-Semitic content. With younger Jews, even more so, 85% of those 18 to 29 encountered anti-Semitism online. The National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago conducted its own study to measure anti-Semitism in America, and it found that more than 3/4 of Americans, 85%, believe at least one anti-Jewish trope. That's 85% today, as opposed to in 2019, just 3 years ago, it was only 61%. Now it's 85%. They believe things like Jews are more loyal to Israel than America. Jews have too much power in the business world. Jews have too much control and influence in Wall Street or in the United States. Things like that. These anti-Jewish tropes. This is not a sign of a healthy society or democracy. This is dangerous stuff. All righty, let's pick up some of your phone calls here. Eileen in Marion, South Carolina. Hey, Eileen, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I'm so glad about your topic today having to do with religion, because I'm a Christian, and as a Christian, I usually vote Democrat because the Democrats do not propose that anyone should be hated. If you truly are a Christian, you are a follower of Christ. And Christ was a gentle, loving, non-judgmental soul. So the people who are proclaiming that they are on the right and they are Christians are wrong. And where were the people who are pro-life when children were being taken away from their parents, ripped from their parents' arms at the border? Mm. I mean, I don't think it says that only white children are precious. I think all children are precious. And Kevin McCarthy's talking about stopping food stamps or lessening food stamps. Yep. And that's going to take food out of children's mouths.
Right.
So I think we need more programs and say more things like you were saying earlier, making people understand what a true Christian really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you so much for bringing that up. I feel passionate, as you can tell, passionate about this. And I appreciate your passion because we need passionate people to come forth and speak up in some way.
Thank you, Eileen. I call myself a Christian for the same reason that you do. I follow the teaching. I try to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, and I am not seeing that, frankly, on the Republican side of the aisle. Sadly, Eileen, I need to move along. But thank you for the call. Thank you for your kind words, Greg in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hey, Greg, what's up?
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the abortion thing, Tom. But first, I want to talk to you about FDR was pretty anti-Semitic. You know, you're aware of that, aren't you?
What does that have to do with anything right now?
Because you want to criticize everybody, and your hero was an anti-Semite. You want
All
to-
right. Tyrone in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. I don't even know what this guy was talking about. But yeah. There was a study done saying that there are more single men from the ages of 18 to 28 than there are single women. The reason why I'm concerned about this is these laws and these men that are restricting women access to their body and the decisions that they make for themselves would only help push more women away from dealing with men.
Well, wait a second. How can there be more single men than single women if polygamy is outlawed in the United States and there's slightly more women than men? There must be more single women than men.
No, what they're saying is relationships. The study was done under the relationship because they're not in relationship. You know, they'd be in relationship with other women. You know, they don't deal. And between the ages of 18 and 28, some of the 28-year-old women deal with older men. They don't deal with the younger men. They don't deal with, you know, the 18-year-old deal with older men. They don't deal with the
younger
men.
Oh, that's interesting.
So the men.
Okay, Tyrone, I admit I know nothing about this, so Anyhow, what's the point that you're trying to make?
The point I'm trying to make is if these men are out here, not socializing, not involved with anything else, and isolating from society, they develop, a lot of them develop this anger and this hatred towards society because they don't have no connection to it.
Right. These are the incels who are watching porn and playing violent video games in their mom's basement and then go out and shoot up, you know, places.
And so I can only see that getting worse.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to tell these women, you're going to tell women, you know, look back when America was so-called great, women didn't have the choices that they have now. Now they could be like, listen, I could go to the job. I could take care of myself. I could do whatever, you know. But before, back then, the women had to depend on the men to be able to provide for them. But now this is not the same thing.
Which gets us back to... I get your point. This gets us back to Donald Trump saying, make America great again. And make America great again for who? Well, would it be great again for women? I mean, in 1972, I remember that was the year Louise and I got married. Or was it 71? Whatever. I think it was 72. I remember trying to get a credit card for her. I had to sign for it. You know, women couldn't get credit cards. They couldn't open bank accounts without the signature of a father, a husband, or a brother. They had to have a man sign for them. I mean, do we really want to make America great again the way it was for women in the 70s? And before that, I mean, you know, 100 years before that, women couldn't even sign contracts, couldn't serve on juries, couldn't vote until the 1920s. So obviously, you know, Trump is not talking about women. Is he talking about black people? When was America great for black people? I cannot think of any time when America was great for black people, including today. So what's the again that he wants to take America back to? Well, it must be a time when America was great for white men, period. When was America great for immigrants? When was it great for Hispanics? When was it great for Asians? Never. Make America great again is a purely racist, male supremacist, white male Christian supremacist statement. Tyrone, perfect. Thank you very much. Bill in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Professor. I rise this morning to speak about the hypocrisy regarding abortion. And that is that at the moment that God made women, he gave them the authority to be the gatekeepers to the game of life. To those that don't understand that, if you can't obey the umpires, you disqualify yourself from the game.
So
you're
arguing for women's autonomy, for women being the decision makers about whether to maintain or terminate a pregnancy. At least
before
viability.
But they argue on religious beliefs.
Yeah.
The all-knowing, omnipotent God knew that Judy was going to get an abortion today 10,000 years ago.
Yeah, well, I'm, you know, for those people, you know, I'm like the Calvinists who believe in predestination. I mean, everything is foreordained. Therefore, God must be a big fan of abortion. There's a lot of it going on. Bill, interesting. Interesting. 45 minutes past the hour. Oh, what a topic. Do religious sadists want to see sinning women suffer? I think so. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And by the way, if this Texas judge does not outlaw mifepristone, they've got other lawsuits in the bag that they're just going to pour right out as soon as they can.
Watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from, anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans.
The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. These are crazy, stressful times. So what's your solution to relax? Well, if you haven't tried CBD, you haven't experienced complete relaxation. Louise and I find that CBDistillery.com has the best CBD products, including their top-rated Synergy Plus collection. No prescription needed. It delivers a sense of calmness right to your door and well-being that'll make you wonder how you manage life without it. So what could possibly be this effective at taking the edge off of life and delivering a level of chill you've never experienced? Well, it's called Unwind Synergy Plus THC and CBD. It's only available from CBDistillery.com and you must be 21 or older to order. Unwind Synergy is remarkably formulated with full-spectrum CBD plus hemp-derived Delta-9 THC. The bottom line for Louise and me is that we could use a little peace and calm in our lives, so Unwind Synergy is for us, and you too. And with over 2 million customers, CB Distillery is the source you can trust. Visit CBDistillery.com and click on Synergy Plus, and at checkout, enter Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. Again, enter Tom for 20% off at CBDistillery.com. That's CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. We got to shorten that one. And welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Jess, there we go. Jess in Cambridge, Minnesota. Thanks for listening to KTNF. Jess, what's up?
Yeah. I was just going to comment, you know, when you talk about the so-called religious right and the conservative Christians, I'm really bothered how they're hijacking my religion. And
I'm with you.
You're probably familiar with John Fugelsang, the comedian.
Oh, he's a friend.
And yeah, right. So he's got a bit that he does where he says, you know, he points out that Jesus is a dark-skinned Jew. He was against tax cuts for the wealthy. He told people to feed the hungry, and he would never be able to be elected as a Republican.
Exactly. It's true. It's absolutely true. And he was also an immigrant for much of his life. I mean, they fled to Egypt.
Yeah. He's got a refrigerator magnet that has about a paragraph on it that I have in my fridge. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a great point, Jess. That. Okay. Thank you very much. It was a good one. Mark in Farmington, New Hampshire. Hey, Mark. What's up?
You got it. Hey, Tom. Thanks for your what I call ministry.
You're welcome.
Last time we talked, Dick Gregory was on.
That was a while ago.
He has since passed
on into the light.
I listen. I'm a retired American Baptist pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, ministers don't retire. They just call it the pastor.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good one, Mark. Okay.
Anyways, so I went down to Portsmouth yesterday. They had a lot of anti-Semitic and anti-LGBT stuff you may have heard about in the businesses. And we had a wonderful gathering at the Temple Israel yesterday.
Oh, good. Yeah. Saturday was supposed to be declared a day of hate by one of these right-wing hate groups. Affiliated with the Republican Party. I'm forgetting which one.
Yeah, well, there's too many, unfortunately.
Yeah. And they're formidable.
But yeah, so we had a wonderful gathering, and my wife and I shared the story of when we were pastoring in Keene at an American Baptist church who accept women pastors, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
We had a flood years ago, you may remember it, and the temple was celebrating Yom Kippur, and they needed a place to worship because their synagogue was flooded.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, being the First Baptist Church, American Baptist Church, offered them our space, and our committee met. You have to have meetings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we met, and we welcomed them, and they had this big cross hanging down from our center, and they wanted it. We said, shall we cover it? They said, no, it's your worship space. I went to some of the events, and it was just a wonderful coming together against anti-Semitism and welcoming each other. A few months later, they sent me a postcard saying, we've planted a tree for your congregation in Israel.
Wow. Isn't that sweet?
So a story of hope.
There you go.
In the midst of all the hate.
We need more of those, Mark. Mark, thank you very much for that. That's sweet. Thank you. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, there was something I was actually thinking about on this topic, but they were referring to these Republicans wanting to send, F-16s to Ukraine. And, there's some Republicans that are, quite hawkish, I guess.
Yes.
At least that's how they're presenting themselves. You know, they want to do even more. They say the Biden administration's not doing enough. And it got me thinking about militant or militaristic Christianity in general and political Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And, these aspects are on the rise in Russia, actually.
Yeah.
Now, this is not surprising, because, I saw it in our military. It didn't get reported on very much. But I saw people starting to do rather irrational things, and their justification was some sort of religious bent. And, I correlated it to the ambiguity in Afghanistan, right? People really didn't understand why their friends were dying. They really didn't understand it. You know, and we saw it with, remember old Bergdahl. He said that's why he left, because he didn't understand what was going on there. Yeah. So my question is this. Have you considered at all the ramifications of this militaristic Christianity rising in two nuclear powers like Russia and the United States.
Putin is stoking it. I mean, his speech on Tuesday last week, his speech specifically said that he had to attack Ukraine because the Ukrainians were collaborating with Americans to promote homosexuality and same-sex marriage in Russia. And this is a corrosive poison that he would not tolerate in his country. I mean, those are not verbatim quotes, but they're damn close.
Yeah, no.
And in fact, I'm going to write about this tomorrow. It'll be probably my opening rant tomorrow. I've been reading his speech. Greg Palast got me started reading Putin's speeches, and now it's like I can't stop. It's like, whoa, really? He said that?
Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Dave, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. Will Sommer will be with us. An amazing QAnon story. Stick around. This is going to get interesting. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.